Okay, we'll start the Mishnah again, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Okay, after next last week's flying through the Gemara. Hamaniach Paris, if somebody puts Paris, Lias Mafra Shalem, Trumas and Maestras, somebody separates Paris to the side, he takes a barrel of fruit or grain, Paris needs grain, and he's going to be Mafra Shumas and Maestras, meaning he says this grain, it's a lot of grain, let's say Trumas or Maestras, we don't want to mix the two. So he has this grain, he says, you know what? I'm going to have a lot of barrels here. I'm going to use that for Meiser. 10% of this will always be in that. Ultimately, I'll use that up, and then I'll give it to the Levi, or Truma to the Kayan. And he'll constantly say the Truma of these barrels is in that. It'll keep cheshbon of how much is in that barrel, especially by Truma where you don't need an exact amount. Not pray, right? He's separating in there. It's going to be, the whole thing's going to end up being Truma and Meiser, ultimately. No. This is going to be the Truma Meister on a lot of other stuff. But not in one shot. As the grain it has more grain, he'll say, the Truma's in there, the Meister's in there. He keeps on saying it. Keeps adding to it. Exactly. So, now...
Where is the other stuff as it comes in? As his other stuff comes in.
Right.
That's
what it is. Right, exactly. So the question is, can he assume that it's still... not ruined, not sour the wine, not spoiled the grain. You're not supposed to separate spoiled grain. So the question is, can you rely on the fact that since the grain was good when you put it into the barrel, it's still good and still you can use it to separate? So the Mishnah Mavrish Aleim Aishu Sheni, Mavrish Aleim, Moasliyas Mavrish Aleim Aishu Sheni, or he put away money. He's going to use it to redeem Aishu Sheni. And the question is this money still around? Did somebody walk off with it? So Allah is Mafresh Aleim Beches Kishin Kayamim, he can assume it's still there. Now, question is, Taisa says, let's do Rashi first. Look to Rashi. Mediach Paris is Mafresh Aleim, Seimach Al Eilu V'Eichel Tuvala Macherim. He can eat other Tevo, which means it's not going to be Tevo, Shiash Light. V'Eimer Harei Trumasam V'Eisim Paris Shik Tseisi. This Truma is in those Paris that I separated. For this, now, this Rashi, V'chein Oysit Tumid, the Rishonim say that Rashi is saying he doesn't agree to Tosfos. Because Tosfos asked the Kasha, and somebody asked me this on Friday when I learned the Mishnah. Is of Amukov. How can I use this to separate the Truma? Obviously, I'm not next to it, right? Because I don't know if it's still around, and I don't know if it's still good, right? So what happened to that halacha of minamukov? You have to have it right here.
What does there mean? That means you have to see it or I'm...
Okay, so there's a zuk taisus. Taisus is this kasha. And for taisus, that on Erev Shabbos, when you're rushed, you're allowed to do shalom minamukov. Therefore, this mission is talking about a guy does this on Erev Shabbos, and therefore he's allowed to do it shalom minamukov. Dr. Rambam, but Rashi says, v'chein oisit tamid. Does this all the time. Doesn't sound like it's limited to Erev Shabbos. That's coming. So therefore the Ramban wants to say that Rashi holds that the whole chash was it might get lost. Why can't you do it? Because Shem Oysa Shoein the Be'en, Rashi said on the Amid Beis. Why can't you do Shleim and Amukim because you don't know if it's around? But over here, since you put it in a guarded place, in a place that you're careful, so therefore, you don't have to be afraid it's not around. Dr. Ramban, he disagrees with that, because he holds it's a chash deraisa, shleim ha'mukuf. So he answers what Rabbi Cohn said, chavim to the Ramban, that it's here, it's just covered, it's closed, to the barrel. You don't know what's doing on. You have the money in a box. You don't check the inside of the box, but it's here, it's right here. It's minamukuf. Therefore, no problem, Shleim and Amukov, it's here. It's just he's not visible, he's not checking it, he's not checking the quality, he's not checking if nobody walked away with it. It's in this barrel, it's in this box, and it's Shleim and Amukov, it's right next to you, and therefore you can do it. That's how the Ramban answers, which was what I think Rabbi Cohn was trying to say. Yes?
Can I ask one important question? Maybe I'm totally misunderstanding his case. He puts away a big crate of, let's say, something. Is that pebble or is that my
pebble.
So he keeps some pebble around, and then he takes from that pebble, continually takes Meister from that.
What happens is as follows. Meister comes from pebble. Truma
right.
comes from pebble.
Right.
Once it's not pebble, you can't make Meister out of it.
Got it.
So now he has a barrel of pebble. And he says, this pebble, I'm designating that for the next 25 barrels that I have, the Meister of those 25 barrels will be in this thing. As it happens, he says, oh, I have to separate Meister? It's in that barrel.
Of pebble.
Everything is pebble.
Of, but I'm saying, he designated one designated word. That's going to be my pebble to take Meister first. Okay.
That's going to be used for my Meister. I don't know why you're stressing the pebble aspect.
Yes.
Every time you separate Meister, it's from pebble. When you have 100 barrels, you separate 10, that's 10 pebble being separated as Meister. Again, nobody's eating this barrel. He has a sign, do not eat. Anytime you separate Meister, you're going to have to do something with the Meister. You don't give it to the Levy necessarily immediately. You mark it as Meister. But it's Meister. Again, if you put a sign, do not eat on it. Eating Tevel. Well, both are Chiyamisa, so it's okay. Pick your poison. Meister is not a Chiyamisa if Truma's Meister is separated. Truma's Meister is not separated, it's Tevel.
I thought the full ace this that you, let's say a person can, you can use it, let's say a person goes,
it doesn't say the full ace, it's coming, yeah.
That you can use, I don't think this is a pull-up, only use in certain situations. You can, you do this in all situations. But yeah, I was, I thought I read that it was talking about the guy's going on a trip. And he said, oh my gosh, I wasn't mafresh, so I want to eat now because it's a long trip to Lakewood. So you know what, that stuff over there...
But that's Shleiman Amukam, that's the problem.
So what I'm saying is, in all situations, use this heter.
Again, we're going to try again. There's a catch on that. It's Shleiman Amukam. You're right, that's Pashup Shat and Rashi. Now that you've learned that, what happened to Shleiman Amukam?
And what was the answer to that?
So we gave a whole bunch of answers. Tyson says it's only Arab Shabbos.
Which means...
But Rashi seems to say not that way.
Right.
So they answered that Rashi holds, it's Ramban answers according to Rashi, that Rashi explained in the Amud Beis that the problem of Shleiman Amukam is because it might not be around, but if you put it in a place that's watched, guarded, you don't have to be afraid of Shleiman Amukam.
So the trip that a person's taking to Lakewood, is that going to be okay still?
It depends if you put it in a guarded place. Ramban is saying that Rashi learns...
But even a guarded place...
Again. Ramban says that Rashi explained on the Amud Beis that the problem of Shleiman Amukam is maybe it's not around.
So you explain, it's in a barrel. It is around, but it's in a garden barrel. But he's right next to it, but it's in the garden barrel.
No. Again, Rashi explained in the Amud Beis what's wrong with Shleiman Amukam.
Right.
Where does the halakha of Shleiman Amukam come from? That you have to have it here when you separate. Where does that come from? So Rashi said, it's the reason Chazal made this takana is because they're afraid if you're going to do Shleiman Amukav, you won't check to see it's still around. So they said, you have to have it here. Therefore, Zokta Ramban, that Rashi will learn that if it's guarded in a place that you can assume it's still around, you don't have to worry about Menamukav. Right. That's... The problem is Ramban disagrees with that. He learned Shleiman Amukam is biblical, not rabbinic like Rashi seems to learn. And therefore he has a problem. So back to this Mishnah. So he answers that the thing is here. It's right next to you. Except you didn't check the quality. You didn't open up to see what's happening. That's how Ramban learns.
Rashi disagrees.
Rashi doesn't say. He just says, Kaf Ayt Zetamid. He doesn't say where it is. Or somebody emptied it out. If you don't open it up, you don't know if it's empty or full.
If I'm not mistaken, I was looking in Shabbos for my
If we didn't, again, by the money, right? You don't know if it's still there.
Besides that, Rebbe, I think learning for
a okay. Well, yes. Can we make this like fast?
A coin, it loses its kadoshos, the punim, and they can't use it as a...
Right.
That's what I'm saying. If people have
to forget
about stolen.
Nah, it doesn't lose its surah unless somebody does something to it. Right, Chuck.
Rabbi,
yes.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Before I do, if I could ask everybody who's remote to please mute themselves. Rabbi, when did we establish that anyone could do this before they had new produce or whatever? When did we decide that someone could divide or designate when they
didn't
have
separate,
the new
produce?
Didn't
separate. Designated for future separation.
Well, who says we can do that? What,
why not?
How could?
Because
doesn't separation require an action with the actual?
No, it can be done in mind. It can be done by machshava. A person can think
that
this section should become meiser or truma.
Yeah, but when did we? Maybe it could be done mentally. But who says we could do it before we even know what our possession is or whether we're going to get a new possession?
He's leaving it on the side that he will use this as he gets more produce to use this as the meiser. It's a very convenient way of doing it.
Okay, so let's say then he enters a corn deal, and the corn comes in, and at that point does he have to now think again? Oh yes, this is going to be what I've separated in that barrel.
Exactly. He's going
to
say,
think that again.
In that barrel, let's say in that barrel is 100 bushel. I don't know, whatever it is, right? And now he says, oh, I have to give 10%. It'll come from that barrel. The meiser for this is going to be in that barrel.
So he does have to think that independently with each new purchase he makes.
Every time he has to speak it out.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay.
So who says you don't have to be there? Is the Ramban more
make of Rashi? No, he's not. Rashi's more make. If the Ramban's shot and Rashi is more make. If Avdu has a chayshish meisleis. Now this is a very generic, vague statement. If he finds that it got lost, now he doesn't know when it got lost. He knew it was there 6 months ago. He comes back and checks it 6 months later. For 6 months he relied that it was there. And now, 6 months later, he opens up the box where he had the money, and the money is not there for Meister Cheney. Or the grain is spoiled. Or the wine is spoiled. Now, how far back does he have to worry that his separating Meister wasn't good, and he has to re-separate Meister of the stuff that he has? So it says May slice, 24 hours. Now, we don't know what 24 hours means. 24 hours from when? We don't know. The Gemara will talk. Rashi, May slice. Dr. Rashi, I'm sorry. The Avdu Haluk Lebatkan Amatzah Shavdu. He went to check it and found it was lost. Did that table that he fixed, relying on these things, he didn't eat it yet. If he ate it, it's too late. Gone. If you ate it up, you can't do anything about it anymore.
Sarak Lahafrish.
You can't take myself what's not here anymore. I can't separate myself what I ate yesterday. It's gone.
Else.
Again, that doesn't correct that. I will talk to Havrich. He has to separate Mehem the Shemek Shemar and Trumasim the Perishik Seisi Kvarei Avudim. Because maybe it was already destroyed or lost. Makes place with Gemara Mepharish what that means. Now the Gemara says something else. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Beshloish the Brokken Bait Kinesayayin. If you do this with wine, you must check it 3 times a year. Because there's 3 times a year that there is a real worry that the wine is turning into vinegar. Now, the way I understand it, this is weather-related. As certain times of weather happen, now we're talking in Eretz Yisrael, where the weather is rather, seasons are rather predictable. The rainfall might not be predictable, but the seasons are pretty predictable. So 3 times a year, there has to be a fear that your wine went on you. Now, they didn't have additions that we add now to wine to keep it from getting sour. So they had pregnant wine, and sometimes it went and turned into vinegar. That's what happened. So there's 3 times a year you have to check. When are they? Bekidum shomaitzi achag. when the east wind starts blowing after Sukkot. I don't have an exact date for that. And by Tzar's mother, when the new crop starts, the grapes start being visible, Ubishnas Knisas Mayim Lubayser, and then when it grows to the size of a bean, and you can start seeing it expand, the grape, at that point, you have to check it. Now, what happens exactly at that point? I don't know. But those are the three times you have to worry that your wine in your barrel went sour. You have to open up the barrel and check it out, if you're going to use it for Meiser. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, maybe it turns sour. You're not supposed to take some vinegar on wine. When the east wind blows, when the blossoming ends, and you start seeing the budding grapes in order in a cluster. Like a white bean, and the moisture comes into it. You can start squeezing out. That is when the water enters. At that point, they used to be able to, Knisses Mayim means, at the season when they used to take unripe grapes, they had people that took unripe grapes, smashed them, added water, and they had vinegar. When people start doing it, the season of that is, that's when you have to check your wine. Again, this is just when you have to worry that your wine was affected by the weather outside. Dr. Gemara Bite, my Meislais. What does that mean? Yes.
How does he check?
Opens the barrel and tastes it.
He's allowed to taste it.
Whatever it is, maybe, I don't know exactly. Whatever I'm going to make up, I'm going to make up. You can make something up, too. There must be a way to check whether it's vinegar or wine. First of all, the smell, the fragrance itself. Frank the Gemara, my Meislais. What does that mean, Meislais? 24 hours. 24 hours from when? Rabbi Yechonam, my Meislais, Shabadika, Rabbi Lazim, and Antignus, Abishim, Rabbi Lazim, Rabbi Yanai, Meislais, Shalhanacha. It's a machlokes from one end to the other end. One time, one Amira says, you go back 24 hours from when you found it. When you found it missing, the last 24 hours, assume it was missing. Yeah, but anything before that, you're good to go. And the other one, it says 24 hours after you checked it last. That means you have anything separated after 24 hours from the time you checked it last, you have to worry it wasn't there anymore. So the question is 24 hours, meaning you checked it on first day of January. Now, and you checked it the first day of April, and it's not here. So from January 2nd, you have to worry it wasn't there. Again, this is why we're learning this Gemara, so the Gemara can expand on this. But this is the Machlokes.
What's
what?
What?
From when you placed it, when you put it down to separate, when you checked it last.
First
part
of the Mishnah.
No, it's the same thing. Your Meniach Peiris Lias Mafrish Aleim. Now, if you check it again, you're being Meniach it again. It's the same thing.
I thought it meant enough from the original time you put it down.
Well, if I check it and it's good, then I start again, no? If I check it and it's good, why should I go back?
I understand.
Rashi. Basically, it's from, I checked it on January 1st, I put it down to the Mafrish. On April 1st, it's not there.
Meanwhile,
I've been separating for 3 months. So one month ago it says, till March 30th, you're good to go. You only have to worry what you did on March 31st. Everything else, you don't have to re-separate. And one month ago it says, anything from January 2nd, you have to re-separate.
How is that 24 hours?
24 hours from the time you put it on down. From the time you put it to the side. May slice from the beginning or may slice from the end? Rashi. May slice of a deacon. Shemata batka matzan avudan. Chayshah, she has to be afraid. Shema me'esmo be'es hazais. Maybe yesterday at this time, which is 24 hours, of the was lost. Yemata ma'isa, trech may slice out. Peres acherim, trech lavish alay mitzafik. Anything you did in the last 24 hours, you have to re-separate. You don't have, it's a chumra drabanan. That 24 hours that you have to go back is a chumra drabanan. You have a chazaka. It happened this right now. Tarit says, chazaka tells me you can go with that. Rabbanan were machmer 24 hours. A chumra drabanan. Arbitrary chumra drabanan. The other man, the Amr says, shahanacha. Harzeh, chayshish. The mefreya kol ayamim ad beisle shahanacha rishayin ayayim echacholam mechazikin hu mechazikin kayamim. Biyadua. We only assume that it lasted for 24 hours. Misham ad kan, suffik, the yachzevi yitrim. Means Chazal were machmer, and they said, do not rely on chazaka past 24 hours from when you separated it. Chumra drabanan. Zuck to Gemara Tanan.
So we're saying, every chazaka can be changed. We're saying that, right? It's just the paper.
It did change. We found it lost. We know it changed.
When
did it change? It's different than a regular case of chazaka that we don't know changed. All the other cases of chazaka was, did it change or didn't change? Chazaka says it didn't change. But now we know it changed. So what do? It's a different case of chazaka. All the other cases in the Mishnah, you left a guy, he was sick, and you're delivering the get 3 months later, you can assume he's alive. You don't know if anything changed. A woman gets a suffix get, midoraisa, you lie chazaka, that the get wasn't good. We don't know if the get ever happened.
We find him dead, we have to figure out.
That's a new Zara. Now, if you know he died, then it gets into a new Shaila. Again, we're not learning Hilchos Chazaka now in its entirety. We're going to bring up a case very soon that's very similar to that.
This is Peyrus only that they're talking
about. Again, it's when you know, again, this is the case. We know it changed. The question now is when it changed.
Yeah, but Rabbi, let's we're comparing money to fruit, right? We're comparing money to fruit. Is that fair? I'm sorry to say, after
money
a while,
disappeared. Money
no,
disappeared.
No, we're not talking about Rashi Ahudin, Rashi Asinan. Well, we had anything Rashi, we had this lesson of the Gemara before, well, yes, last week. We're talking about Rashayim? That's the term of miser.
Okay, I think if we give ourselves six more lines in the Gemara, we'll have a better understanding of what's happening here. Okay, that's the Gemara Vayter. Tanan. Our Mishnah says, if Avdu Arzeh Chayshish Meisleis. Now, the words Chayshish Meisleis means worry 24 hours. It doesn't seem to say worry all the way back till the first 24 hours. It says worry for 24 hours. The other way it should have said worry besides the 24 hours. This fix that you worried the last 24 hours. Worry till the 24-hour period. Not 24 hours. You're worried all the way back till the first 24 hours. Kasha, we don't have an answer. Meaning, you're right. It's a little bit difficult, but that doesn't mean, we'll still stick with the machlokes. Rashi, Chayshish Meisleis, Mashma Yoyim Echad Hu Tekoi B'Chashashem. You worried one day. Haynu Kamandi Amar, Meisleis Shal Badika. El Amad Amar Kuli Yoyim Ekoi B'Chashashem. You have to worry Bar Mi Yoyim Ekama besides the first day. Chayshish Lim Efrei Ad Meisleis Mi Boyle. You should have been Chayshish all the way till Meisleis. The wording is not good. Don't be more Kasha. Now according to some Rishayim, Kasha and Tufter synonymous. According to other Rishayim, Kasha means there is a teretz, it's just not what the Gemara doesn't want to go into it. The Machlokes Rishayim, how to understand the word Kasha. Some Rishayim learn that Kasha means the same as Chufta, but sometimes we use the word Chufta and sometimes we use the word Kasha. And some Rishayim say it means it's not such a strong question.
What's Rami? Rami's always a contradiction.
Rami's a contradiction. This doesn't say here, just it's Tanan, it doesn't say Rami. So to give my mind to Divir Ablazer. Amar Rav Lazar. So Krashi, Rav Lazar ben Pedas the Gemara, Rav Lazar ben Shamua the Masnisin Ubraisa. So Rashi right away zeroes in on the fact that the Mishnah said Rabbi Elazar, and now the Gemara brings Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Elazar. So Rashi says they're two different people. The Tana's name was Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, and the Amira's name is Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. Two separate people that lived not the same time. So our Mishnah is quoting Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, and now Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas is speaking on this Mishnah. So
the Gemara didn't know that?
What? The Gemara knew that, but you might not know that. So Rashi tells it to me. When you read Divrei Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Elazar, did you know it's two different people? That's why Rashi told it to me. Obviously, the Gemara knew it. Rashi's explaining the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Chalukin Olam Chaver Rav Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Elazar, and they say there's no grace period. From the minute he left it till now, you have to worry about it that it's gone. There is no grace period at all. Ditnan, where do we see that they said this? Mikvah shenimdan v'nimtzu chaser. Now I'm going to ask again, I'm going to beg, please let me explain this Gemara and the Rashi before we ask questions. Mikvah shenimdan v'nimtzu chaser. There was a mikvah, kosher mikvah, you measured it now, and there's only 39 saw. That means the mikvah is now no good. A mikvah needs 40 saw. And you measured, and there's no 40s up. Kol tahara shenasa agabav lemefreya, bein b'shus hayachad, bein b'shus harabim tameyas. Anything you traveled since last time you checked it, is tamei. Not vadai, but you treat it as tamei. Pshita, the chalukin, obviously they're arguing, and Rav Elazar who gives a grace period, that the gemara ma'al detei ma'al lefreya meisleis. You might think that the Mishnah there meant Lemefreya after 24 hours, or only the last 24 hours. Kamash Malan, Lemefreya means from the moment you checked it. Now, what happened to Chazaka? Let's do Rashi. Zakt Rashi, Chalukin v'Amri d'la'olam chashinon. They say you're always worried. Hoel v'nimtzu avudim. The whole parish etiknoi de'aisim parish, sarak lachzul la'afresh. They would say, for anything you used it, 24 hours, one way, 24 hours, the other way, it doesn't make a difference. From the moment you checked it, you have to be worried. Mikvah, shayi b'cheska shalom, it was assumed to be complete, it had been checked, it was 40 sub. V'nim d'zlach hazman, and after a little while, they checked it, v'nim t'chaser. Kol taris, sh'nias naso agabav, kol trumas v'taris, sh'nishtam shubim v'kelem. Any trumas and taris that used kelem that were titled in this mikvah, or anashim shetavlu mitamasim ba'isim mikvah mi'aylam, or all people who went to the mikvah. Remember, in those days they kept tumatara, not like today. So it's today women go to the mikvah to be mutter to their husband, but in those days everybody went to the mikvah to be tar so they could handle truma and skachim, and those who ate chulam b'tara were very careful. Now these people either titled their dishes in the mikvah to be able to handle truma, or they themselves were tame and went to this mikvah. The Kaimalan Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid Seikah Tameh. The halacha is whenever you have a Safik Tumah and B'Shus HaYachid, we consider it Tameh. Maybe B'Shus HaRabim. The Kaimalan Seikah Tar. The halacha is Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tar. Hacha Tameh. The Chi Armina Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Tar. Hainu Safik Naga Safik Loi Naga. When you don't know something became Tameh in B'Shus HaRabim, you're allowed to say it didn't become Tameh. We learned that out. Halacha L'Maisha M'Sinai, whatever the source is, we're not going to get into it now. Nigel L'Maim Eloi Naga. Avazeh Shari Tameh Vadai V'atabo L'Tareh B'Tfilah Sofik Al Tareh L'Mi Sofik. Let me explain this, and there's two pshatim in the Gemara and Nida, and Rashi picks one pshat, and I'm going to explain it according to that pshat. And that is as follows. Over here, you have a mikvah that has a chazaka that it was good. But on the other hand, you have a person that has a chazaka that he was tameh. The chazaka of the person comes in conflict with the chazaka of the mikvah. At the same time, the mikvah is no longer good. So usually, a man goes into a mikvah, the mikvah has a chazaka being good, so the man's chazaka being tameh is removed. The chazaka of the mikvah overrides the chazaka of the person. Because you assume the mikvah is kosher. A kosher mikvah makes the person tar. But over here, a doubt was created. We no longer know if that mikvah was good. Chazaka says it was good, but now it changed. And when it changed, that's called the language of Rishayim, Chazaka Dahashta. The fact on the ground now. The fact on the ground now is the mikvah's puzzle. So you have one against two. You have the Chazaka that the mikvah was good, against the Chazaka now that the mikvah is no good. And again, the person who was definitely Tameh. So you have his Tumah, plus the fact that the mikvah is no good, going up against the fact that the mikvah was once upon a time good. Zogin Rabbanan, you cannot rely on Chazaka, and therefore the minute you check the mikvah on, it becomes a suffix. Therefore, that's not like our Mishnah. So according to our Mishnah, we have the same situation. You have definite tevel. You have a definite good grain that you're using to separate. One changed. The grain that was good is no longer good. The wine that was good is sour. The money that was there is gone. So the chazaka of before is being contradicted by the fact that changed. We don't know when it changed. We could have changed right away. It could have changed right much later. We don't know. So that by itself, not necessarily would be Gaula Chumra. But on the other hand, you have Tevel Vadai. There's a chazaka that this grain did not have anything separated. It was Tevel. You're trying to change that using a weaker chazaka that this grain was good. The weaker chazaka is because it changed. So the Rabbanon say, no chazaka, everything goes back to the way it was from the moment you changed it. Rabbi Lazar is either Mako all the way to the last 24 hours or Mako for the first 24 hours. But he relies on that chazaka somewhat. The Rabbanon say, this chazaka is non-operable. It changed. And not only did it change, but there was a chazaka against it that the person was tamei, or that the tevel wasn't separated from. The chazakas come into conflict. Now, usually, the mikvah's chazaka is stronger than the person's chazaka because the person went into a kosher mikvah. But now, we have a doubt because the mikvah changed. Same thing here. Usually, you say the chazaka of the tevel is changed by the fact that you have this to separate from. But now we create a doubt. It's not good anymore. It's gone. So the Rabbanan hold cannot rely on chazaka at all. It's gone. And from the moment you checked it, 30 seconds later or a minute later, you have to worry that it changed. And the blessers in our Mishnah said 24 hours. Either one way or the other way. But there was a leeway. He did rely on chazaka somewhat, or a lot, which is not like our Mishnah. No, I'm not ready yet. Rashi. Don't Rashi? No Rashi. Yes, go.
Why isn't there machlokes in the Mishnah? Why is it bringing a different case? Again,
good question. That's why Rav Elazar came and told me, you should know that what Rav Elazar said in this Mishnah is a matter of argument from a Mishnah in Kedushin. I think it's in Kedushin Ayin Tes. No, it's in Mikvahs. The Mishnah is in Mikvahs.
Why does it give you Rabbanan? Where does it say it specifically?
Well, this case is written by Rabbanan, unknown Tanoim. Mikvah Shinib Nibnim Sechaser. It's a Mishnah. Yes, Corey.
If the guy that went to the Mikvah was only suffered from
it. I don't know. I hear your point. I don't know. Well, that's what the Gemara is saying. Because this case is a carbon copy of that case.
Our mission is the Tana Kama.
There's only one Tana here, Reb Lazar.
Our Mishnah is Reb
Yochanan.
Sorry, what?
Our Mishnah starts with the second case, the Imogu Hariz of Bush's resist, Divrei Reb Elazar. So the Imogu is not the Tana Kama.
Again. Divrei Reb Elazar, what does that say?
That not everybody agrees.
No, it doesn't say that. We don't know.
Well,
it's saying this is Reb Elazar's opinion. It doesn't say anybody argues.
Well, but saying that it's a
No, it's not true. Sometimes you quote it from the person and everybody agrees.
Yeah, but the first part of the Mishnah doesn't even talk about such a case. That's what I'm saying. Our Mishnah has nothing to do with that Mishnah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Im Avdu starts a new
So therefore, scenario. So therefore.
We're not bringing that.
So that part of Im Avdu is a matter of Machloikas. Who argues on him? That Mishnah Miklas.
But the thing that I'm surprised no one's asking is, why are they jumping on the Lazar in our Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan also?
No,
they say Beis means Mishasa.
Oh, I was saying Rabbi Cohn. It was a kasha that's not Roy Lachon.
No, what do you mean? You asked this question, but why?
Nothing. Don't even worry about it, Rabbi. Don't even worry about it.
No, Rabbi Yochanan says.
See, this is why Rashi had to tell you what he told you. Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. Rabbi Yochanan is explaining Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. He's explaining the words of the Mishnah of Meis L'Eis. Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana. The Tana is named Rabbi Lazar. In Rabbi Yochanan, in Rabbi Lazar's opinion, there was an argument what he meant. But there was only one Tana that said Meis L'Eis. Rabbi Yochanan is not a Tana. Rabbi Yochanan came to explain a Mishnah. The Mishnah said Meis L'Eis. What does Meis L'Eis mean? So Rabbi Yochanan explained it one way, and Rabbi Lazar ben Tigna said in the name of Rabbi Lazar ben Yanai a different way.
And this is another
Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas? Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas now came along and said that the Mishnah of Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua argues under Rabbanon in Masechtas Miklas. Rabbi Jacob's an Amira. He's not a player here.
So I'm saying that Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas is saying that whatever Rabbi Lazar, I thought Rabbi was saying Rabbi Lazar.
That's why Rashi came and told me that Rabbi Lazar is now. You know, Dr. Harris, why Rashi had to talk to me?
She's my wife. I told you, she should not have to. She's not
talking
to me. I listened to her.
Rabbi Yechon's not a player here.
I thought I saw him in the Mishnah. I don't know why. I thought I saw another opinion in Mishnah.
Rabbi Lazar ben Shmuel is a Tana. Yes, and he's the Tana, Rabbi Lazar, in our Mishnah. And Rabbi Lazar, the Amir, is saying that Rabbi Lazar, the Tana, argues in a Mishnah Miklas. Thank you, my Pshita, the Chalukim. Of course they're arguing. It's obvious. What's Rabbi Lazar have to tell me? I can read the Mishnah here. I can read the Mishnah Miklas. Because you could try to say that the Mishnah Miklas meant Lemefreya, whatever this Mishnah meant. Kamash Malon, Rabbi Lazar comes along and tells me that's not what the Mishnah means in Miklas. Rashi, Shita the Chalukim Hamas Nisan, Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas Mayashminan, meaning everybody knows all the Mishnayas. So what does Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas have to tell me? We know the Mishnah Miklas. We know the Mishnah here. I must need some behead yitan tameyas. And the answer is, you might think that Lemefreya doesn't mean that. So he comes and tells me, you should know Lemefreya means exactly what it says right away. That's the Gemara right. 3 times a year they check the wine. Tana. Abyudah Megimu Prof. Tana. Vekidum Shomaitse Chag Shotkufa. Now he limits this. There's 8 seasons. There's 4 seasons. Winter, I know you want to start. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. In Gemara language, they call them tkufas. Tkufas are seasons. And they are tkufas Nisan, tkufas Tammuz, tkufas Tishrei, and tkufas Teves. So they're not necessarily dependent on the month, but that's how we refer to the fall season as tkufas Tishrei. Now, Tkufas Tishrei sometimes happens earlier in Tishrei, sometimes happens later in Tishrei, and sometimes can even go into Cheshvan. So, therefore, comes along Rabbi Yehuda And he says, "Begimul prakim." So Tanya Yehuda Eimer, I'm sorry, Tana bekidum shemaitze achak shel tkufa. It's only if the fall season has arrived already. If it's still summer season, then
sometimes it's Tkufas Av,
in Tkufas Tamuz, and sometimes it's Tkufas Tishrei. Correct. So then the wine doesn't spoil. It's only the east wind after Sukkot if it's already fall. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Chatkufim Kwa Nichnas is Tkufas Tishrei. Avala Mashka Tkufas Tamuz at Kan Loi. You know, I don't have the time now. It's an interesting. There's a big machloikas amaroim. How you measure tzkufas. It's interestingly enough that we use one of the tzkufas. Let me try to explain. We say the same talumatar after 60 days of the tzkufa. We count the tzkufa from October 5th. We say fall starts October 5th for Shtein Talamotar. It's interesting because it has to do, it's not the time and place, from, it has to do with the Gregorian calendar and the Julian calendar. Once upon a time, the world went 365 and a quarter days with a year. And every fourth year, you had a leap year. And then somewhere in the 1600s or 1700s, they realized that they were off, that there's a fraction less than 365 and a quarter. And therefore, every 100 years, every 3 out of 400 years, it loses a day. It loses a day. So they adjusted it, and they lost 11 days. They moved the calendar 11 days from the Gregorian calendar to the Julian calendar. And they went, fall went back to September 21st. And every 3 out of 400 years, every 4 years there's a leap year. Every 300 out of 400 years, there's no leap year. I forgot which way it goes. There's no leap year on the 100th. What? Yeah, Schutz is very good at these things. He knows his claw. So whatever it is, for some reason, we didn't accept that. It's a machlokes amaroyim, which way to go, and we go with the for talamutzer. We go with the old calendar, and that's why it changes every 100 years one day, moves. Except this time by 2000, it didn't change because that was the 400th year. 3 out of 400 years it changes. For those in Eretz Yisrael will be around 2100, it'll change from December 5th to December 6th, and if you're around for 2200, it'll move to December 7th. And 2300, it'll move to December 8th. 2400, it'll stay the same. That's how it goes. Anyway, so 2000, it didn't move.
Are you going to change the art school now?
That's why if you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says you change Talmud on December 4th. Because it changed in 1900. But it didn't change in 2000. So art school is pretty safe for another 78 years. And then you'll complain to Nelson Sherman 78 years from now.
That's a hand you'll speak to the kid.
Whoever is there.
No, no.
You have to buy a new sitter, that's all.
Johnson's kid.
You have to buy a new sitter, that's all. Tanya Rabbi Yudah, I'm a Begimu Prakim Baikin Satsvua. The Gemara is going to explain, if you have a partnership, usually you're supposed to check with your partner before you make a sale. You will both own grain together, and one partner is not here. Can the other partner sell without his permission? The answer is no. But 3 times a year, you're allowed to sell it. Then you're allowed to sell it without his permission. And that is, before planting season, because people need seed. So therefore the price is good. At planting season. And 15 days before Pesach. I think the reason for that is because people need grain, I think. And therefore, the prices are good, and you can sell it.
They need to bake them up?
Could be. A b'shalayim shebrachim b'ayin, and partners can sell the wine 3 times. The price of Pesach, 15 days before Pesach. The price of Seres, 15 days before Shavuos. Or the price of Chag. The shemen and oil can be sold, mi'atzeres v'eilech from Shavuos and on. The mayochasa, What do we mean this? Amarava became a rabba l'shutin. It's a partnership, meaning that you can't usually sell without the other partner's agreement, but over here you can. Rashi, l'shutin. Shein echad yonkel limkar shalem idas chaveri chutz l'prakim halolu. Avu b'prakim halolu ain't tzarech limkar l'molach. In those seasons you don't have to ask. V'mokav v'nishakar shar lachas man ain't alav klub. And if you sold it and then the price went up and your partner comes and screams at you, who gave you a right to sell without my permission? You can say, listen, the law says I'm allowed to sell it at this point without your permission.
Anytime outside those times, you have to ask permission from your partner?
Correct. Now, if you don't, it's a machlokes k'sais in the sivus. K'sais says, you didn't cause a loss, you sold it at the price. So you're not machlokes to pay him. And the sivus says it's built into a partnership. Now, if you sell without permission, you're going to pay him whatever he loses for future raise in prices.
Well, if you got a fantastic deal right now, somebody wants to buy.
Again, the price goes up afterwards, guy has a stark atina. So my colleague is placing the sivus whether that translates into money.
Well, it does translate into money. That's going to be a good partnership soon, that's for sure.
If he sells it for a good profit, then
again, I won't have kindness if he sells it for a good profit.
Yeah, I'm talking about getting a better profit.
Become the Eilich after these three seasons till the next round of grain or wine. My, I'm Rav Koyim Apirkehu. Once you pass the last time, then on it's sell it as soon as you can sell it anytime you want. Rashi Pirkeh's Mani Limker. Vahi Kizrayach Hashemesh. Because we got involved with winds, we are now going to talk about how the winds blow. This is the story by Yoina. There was the sun shone, it was very hot. Hashem prepared, I think it means prepared, an eastern wind, charishis. What is charishis? Omar, my charishis. Omar of Yehuda, b'shoshim and hasheveth oisit plumim bayam. When it blows, it makes furrows in the sea. It's a strong wind. Like plowing. Like when you plow, you make furrows in the field. This wind made furrows in the sea. It's not real furrows, but it looks like furrows.
Wait.
Rashi, like the furrow, shamanis hamachrisha, of the tool of the plow. Dainu charisha, slashin charisha, plowing vishchazaki.
It's waves.
Why
does it use the word waves?
What's the word for waves?
Is it cow?
Yeah, but it's saying it makes a lot of them. It's like constant, it's like a... Amalei Rabba. You know what, we'll stop here. We'll continue with you.